开车坐车来教会的途中经过一间黑人的教会。
And just now as I was driving to church I passed by a church that belongs to the Africans.
因为我知道他的名字，我在非洲有看过。
And I know the name because I have seen it in Africa.
哇，看到那个非洲人教会，他这个停车场里面几十台车停得满满的。
And I noticed that there are so many cars parked outside the church.
以前在多伦多的时候，多伦多我们的教会隔壁也是个黑人教会。
And in Toronto, there used to be also an African church next to it.
礼拜三晚上我看他们，哇，也是几十台车，也是停满满的。
And during their night services, I've also noticed that there are many cars parked there.
哇，看来在外教会当中啊，渴慕道理、渴慕亲近主的人也是不少。
And so for those of other denominations, their thirst for God's words is also very fervent.
感谢神，我们今天在座的能够来到神的面前。
And so we thank God that for all of you who are able to come tonight.
我们今天的题目是祷告如香。
And tonight our topic is prayer like incense.
请看诗篇一百四十一篇的第二节。
Let's turn to Psalms 141 verse 2.
一百四十一篇的第二节。
Psalm 141 verse 2。
没起读。
Let's read together.
一二三。
Let my prayer be set before you as incense.
我的祷告如香，陈列在你面前。愿我举手祈祷，如献晚祭。这是诗人大卫的祷告。
And this psalm is written by David.
他跟神说啊，希望我的祷告啊。好像香一样陈列在你面前。
And David prayed before God, saying that let my prayer be set before you as incense.
祷告要达到神的面前呢，必须要向旧约的人学习。
And for our prayers to come before God, we must emulate those of the Old Testament.
旧约的祭司他们呢，用烧香来跟神来交通。
And for those prophets in the Old Testament, they come with their prayers as incense before God.
那为什么是说祷告好像献烧香一样呢？
And why did we say that prayers is likened to burning incense?
因为在圣经的记载里面呢，用烧香来预表祷告。
And because the Bible likened prayers to incense.
我们现在啊，没有烧香了。
And today we do not burn incense.
旧约的人祷告了，祭司啊，早上也要烧香，晚上也要烧香。
So the priests in the Old Testament will have to burn incense in the morning as well as in the evening.
我们看出埃及记三十章的第七节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 30.
出埃及记三十章的第七节。
Exodus 30 verse 7.
三十章第七节。
30 verse 7.
我们一起读。一二三，
亚
伦在坛上要烧馨香料照的香，每早晨他收拾灯的时候要烧这香。那第八节
，verse eight，
黄昏点灯的时候，他要在耶和华面前烧这香，作为世世代代常烧的香。这里告诉我们，旧约的祭司啊，他们早上一早起来进到圣殿要烧香，黄昏。也要烧香。
Here records that the priests, they will have to burn incense in the morning as well as in the twilight.
那这是烧香代表预表什么呢？
And what does a burning incense liken?
就是预表祷告。
It represents prayers.
我们看启示录五章的第八节。
And let's turn to Revelation chapter 8.
五章的第八节。
Chapter 5 verse 8.
启示录五章的第八节。
Revelation chapter 5 verse 8.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
启示录五章八节。
5 verse 8.
他既拿了书卷、四活物和二十四位长老，就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉。这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。这里告诉我们这个香哦。就是众圣徒的祈祷。
And so here it records that the incense are the prayers of the saints.
哇，这个在启示录里面呢，这个四活物跟二十四位长老来到神面前，他不是空手来的。
And so here records that the four living creatures and the 24 elders comes before God with their hands full, not with empty hands.
是带着琴，跟着带着香炉。
And that is they also brought with them a harp as well as a golden bowl.
这个香炉里面装着很多香啊。
And inside the golden bowls are incense.
原来就是 众圣徒，就是众弟兄姐妹献上给神的祷告。
And all these are the prayers of the saints.
所以要怎么样，我们的祷告才可以达到神的面前呢？
So how can our prayers reach God?
第一点。
First,
就是我们要常常有祷告的习惯。
And that is, we have to have a habit of prayer.
要固定的。
And it must be set.
至少就是要一早跟一晚。
And a minimum of once in the morning and once at night.
为什么要一早？
Why is it that we need to pray in the morning?
你早上起来第一件事情祷告，代表最重要。你看祷告跟神的关系是最重要。
When you pray first thing in the morning, it shows that your interaction with God is very important.
但是很多时候，我们早上起来第一件事情不是祷告。
But most of the time, we do not pray as soon as we get up.
可能就先看一下手机，别人有没有什么信息。
Maybe you would look at your cell phone to see whether you have received any text.
然后弄早餐。
Or you may prepare breakfast.
换衣服，赶着出门。
Or you may get changed and be ready to leave the house.
可能一早上都没祷告。
And in the morning, you may not even have time to pray.
顶多就是吃早餐的时候默祷一下。
You may just say a silent prayer just before you eat your breakfast.
有时候觉得说时间很赶啊，哪有空做长时间的祷告。
And so you may say that, it's so rushed in the morning, we cannot spend a long time praying.
但是如果你真的把神放第一位，
But if you were to esteem God and put Him first in your heart,
你觉得说如果没有神帮你啊，你再赶出门，你早出门十分钟也没有用啊。
And you know that you need the help of the Lord, and even if you are earlier by 10 minutes, it is not of no use.
或者是你多睡十五分钟也没有用啊。
And even if you sleep for another 15 minutes, it's of no use.
神最喜欢早上烧的香。
And God loves the incense that is burnt in the morning.
早上在你房间没有出来之前。
And before you leave your bedroom in the morning.
先跪在神的面前。
Pray anew before God.
至少五分钟。
At least 5 minutes.
可以的话，做个十五分钟的祷告。
And if possible, a 15-minute prayer.
如果你要看重灵修的话，早点起来，祷告半个钟头才。吃早餐才出门。
And if you esteem a spiritual nature, then you should pray half an hour before you take your breakfast and leave the house.
你牺牲你睡觉的时间，但是你愿意跟神交通。
You may sacrifice your sleeping time, but then you are communicating with God.
这个就是香了，代表你有牺牲了。
And this is incense because you have made a sacrifice.
那再来呢？黄昏的时候呢，就是天黑的时候啊，也
是要祷告。Twilight means it's in the evening.
就是你回到家了，你忙完一天了。
And you have busy yourself the whole day, and you have reached home at night.
通常也是躺在沙发啦，或者是看电视啦，也是看手机啊。
And most time you will lie on your sofa to watch TV or on your cell phone.
弄到很晚了，累了哦，睡觉了。
And then you may do that until late at night, and you're tired, and you go to sleep.
随便祷告一下。
And then you will just casually pray.
可能一两分钟了，五分钟。
Maybe a minute or two, or even 5 minutes.
但是神要的就是说，如果你真的是要跟他建立关系，晚上的祷告也是很重要。
If you want to establish your relationship with God, then God would like to see that you pray to Him in the evening.
夫妻一起祷告。
Prayers of the spouse.
全家家庭祭坛一起祷告。
Or a family altar and pray together.
参加教会 online 祷告。
Or you can join in the online prayers at night.
或是自己在看完圣经之后。在房间，在个人祷告。
Or you may have read your Bible and then you kneel down to pray.
这个就是在你虽然那么累了，但是你也把时间挤出来跟神灵交。
So although you are very tired and yet you still set aside time to spend with God.
也是感谢神。
And also thank God.
这种香啊，这种祷告也是一种香。
So this kind of prayers is also an incense.
我们看但以理。
Let's turn to Daniel.
他不止两次，他也加一次，一天三次。
He did not just pray once; he prayed three times.
但以理六章十节。
Let's turn to chapter 6, verse 19.
但以理六章十节。
Daniel chapter 6, verse 10.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
但以理六章十节。
Daniel 6:10.
但以理知道这禁令该了预习，照到自己家里，他楼上的窗户开着耶路撒冷一日三次，双膝跪在他神面前，祷告感谢与素常一样。但以理啊，多加了一次，比祭司他们献上多加了一次。
And Daniel actually add on one more time more than the prophet.
因为他觉得他需要啊，不是他厉害，不是他祷告多就厉害，而是他需要，他太软弱了，他觉得他没有神， 帮助他的不行啊。
It's not that because he is so good that he prayed three times more than the priest, but he knew that he needed the prayers.
所以这种固定的生活习惯，祷告就是他的生命，不是只是生活，还是变成他的生命。
And so Daniel said the time to pray not because it's just a habit, but more because it is his life.
不祷告会死的。
Because if he doesn't, he will die.
就算死了也要祷告。
So even if he die, he wants to pray.
因为被敌人攻击他，希望他可以不祷告，那是他管他的，死都要祷告。
So because he's threatened by his enemies, so even though he faces death, he wants to pray.
哇，有这种精神啊，难怪他跟神那么亲近。
And because of his fervency, his relationship God, with God is very intimate.
来尝试259。
Let's turn to him 259.
259啊。第二点，这个祷告 如香。
And the second point of prayer, like an, as an incense.
我们的祷告要按着神的旨意才会香。
And our prayers must be according to the will of God before it is an incense.
我们看出埃及三十章第九节。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 30.
三十章第九节。
Verse 39.
三十章第九节。
Exodus chapter 30, verse 39.
Verse 9.
Oh, sorry, verse 9.
我们一起读，在这坛上不可奉上异样的香，不可献燔祭、素祭，也不可交上奠祭。这里说啊，在这个香坛上面啊，不可以奉上异样的香。
And so it says here that on the altar you must not offer two different kind of strange incense.
啊，什么叫做异样的香呢？
And what does strange incense mean?
就是不是按照神的方法去调和出来的香料。
And that is you did not adjust the incense according to God's way.
那个神用的圣殿用的香啊，是有它的制作的材料跟方式。
So the incense that is offered in the temple has its own
不是说你自己想要什么味道加什么料就可以的。
So it is the ingredients are set by God and it's not what you wish.
是有严格的规定。
So it is a very strict criteria.
那如果你把别的香料、别的香材料用来做香，在上面烧了，神就会不喜欢。
And if you were to use different types of ingredients to make the incense, then God will not be pleased.
神就不能接纳这种祷告。
And God will not receive that this kind of prayer.
那这是代表什么呢？
What does this mean?
啊，这个代表有时候啊，我们呢会祷告啊，祷告我们就是祷告了，也祷告很久了，但是我们都按着仁义来祷告。
So what it means is that men may pray and we may pray very long, but we will pray according to our own will.
我们祷告很迫切了，但是我们是按照我们自己的旨意来祷告。
And we may be very fervent in our prayer, but we pray according to our own will.
我们看雅各书第四章的二到四节 ，James.
Let's turn to the book of James.
第四章二到四节。
Chapter 4, verse 2 to 4.
啊，雅各书四章二到四节。
James chapter 4, verse 2 to 4.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
三，你们贪恋还是得不着，你们杀害嫉妒又斗殴征战也不能得，你们得不着是因为你们不求。这里说啊，雅各长老说：“你们这些祷告啊是没有用的。”
And so here, Elder James says that your prayers are useless.
因为你贪恋，贪恋这个字原文就是 lust， 就是一种情欲。
And you, because he says that you lust.
啊，什么意思啊
？What does this mean？
你按照你的欲望跟神祷告。
That is, you pray according to your lustful desire.
你不是求神你需要的，你是求神你想要的。
You do not pray to God to for your needs, but you pray to God for what you desire.
你说祷告文里面有讲说啊，日用的饮食今日是给我们。
And in the Lord's Prayer, we say that, please give us our daily bread.
你需要一份工作，你需要赚钱，可以养活你自己，需要吃饭，神是会提供给你的这种工作的机会。
You need a job and you need the wages to sustain your livelihood, and God will give you this kind of a job.
但是你祷告希望发达。
But if you pray to be wealthy,
很短的时间，你就可以赚很多的钱。
In a short period of time, you want to earn a lot of money.
啊，你祷告，哇，我买那些 Bitcoin 会涨，我炒股票会涨。
And you want to play the stock market, and you hope that it will grow.
或者是你祷告啊，赌博之前去祷告，希望神让你赌赢。
Or you pray because you're going to gamble, and you hope that God will allow you to win.
哎，这个就是你的情欲啊。
And these are all your desires.
啊，你祷告这样子没有用。
And so when you pray like this, it is of use,、
啊、
of no use.
或者是你想发达啊，买这个 lottery 之前，我先祷告，先看看哪一个号码比较准。
Or you pray before you buy your lottery tickets.
以前不是有台湾都有这种例子啊，信徒来就问传道今天要穿什么事，他知道今天穿很多事，穿是祷告会。
So there is an example where in Taiwan there is a believer who asked the preacher what number hymns he is going to sing.
传道以为说你那么喜欢唱诗啊，一早就问，你又不是侍琴，为什么一早就问
？And so preacher asked, "Oh, do you like to sing hymns? Because you want the number so early."
哎，传道也告诉我。
So he says, preacher, please tell me.
其实他是拿去号码去买彩券。
And so what he did was to take these numbers and go and buy the lottery numbers.
当然就没有中了。
Of course, he did not win.
如果中了，也不是神让他中，而是魔鬼让他中。
And even if he did win, it's not because God allows that, but rather he won because of Satan.
有一些祷告是神是不会听的，你就不用求了。
So there are some prayers that God will not listen to, and you don't even need to plead.
因为就是跟你的私欲、跟你的情欲有关了。
Because it has to do with your desires.
有一些祷告呢，就是跟嫉妒有关系。
And some prayers are likened is due to envy or jealousy.
你讨厌那个人，说神啊，你修理他，你刑罚他。
And so you may dislike a person and you ask God to punish him.
神啊，我很苦啊，你修理他。
Lord, I am suffering here. Please, can you?
你让他生病就最好。
Can you punish him and let him be sick?
神要你祷告是要你悔改，让你赦免别人。你要跟神求神来修理别人，神怎么会听你的？
And in your prayer, God wants you to forgive. If you ask God to punish a person, how can God listen to you?
你一直跟求神去跟你伸冤。神的意思是要你赦免，是要你原谅，是要你改变你自己。你一直求神去改变别人，神怎么会听你呢？
God wants you to repent as well as to forgive and not to take revenge on your behalf.
那这里说斗争斗殴征战。
And so here it also mentions fight and quarrel.
这是不同心呢。
And that is you are not of the same mind.
一个夫妻不同心家庭不同心教会不同心。
Relationship of husband and wife is not of the same mind, neither is the church members of the same mind, and also the family is not of the same mind.
你就祷告，希望自己可以斗赢。
And you pray that you hope that you will win.
神怎么会听你？
How can God listen to you?
这就是异样的相。
And so this is called a strange incident.
还有呢，强求，就是一定要，神啊，你一定要给我，无论如何你一定要给我。
And so the other example is when you insist that your prayers are answered.
好像以色列人向神求王。
And so what did the Israelites pray to God?
Ask for a king.
Ask for a king.
神的旨意就是不要用王，神自己是王。
And God did not want a king. He himself is the king.
他们就是一定要王。
But yet they want a king.
你要就给你。
And so God says, okay, if you want a king, I will give that to you, give him to you.
你们会受苦的。
But you will suffer.
所以祷告没有按照神的旨意。
So prayers that is not according to God's will.
就是异样的想。
It will be a strange incense.
所以祷告词里面有句话。
And so.
祷告文里面有句话。
And in the Lord's prayer there is a phrase.
你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
天上神的旨意是畅通无阻的。In heaven, God's will is very smooth.
In heaven, God's will is very smooth.
但是在地上呢，常常被我们阻挡。
But yet, on earth, it is obstructed by us.
不是被魔鬼阻挡啊，被我们信徒自己阻挡。
Actually, it's not obstructed by Satan, but actually by members.
我们自己，我们的仁义，我们的血气，就阻挡神的旨意。
So our own lustful desires obstruct the will of God on earth.
然后我们就赖给魔鬼，说魔鬼阻挡，其实就是你自己阻挡。
We may blame Satan, but actually it's our own fault.
魔鬼看你那么好用，都顺便用你一下。
And since we are so good to be used by the devil, then Satan will use us.
我们这个礼拜要开信徒会议大家要温柔要谦卑，不要动血气。
So in our annual general meeting this coming Saturday, let us not submit to our own desires, but to be submissive.
我们可以有意见谦卑的慢慢讲，但是不要
动。To be humble and to speak slowly.
不要动脾气。
And do not to lose our temper.
因为我们的血气有时候会阻挡神的旨意啊。
Because our desires can obstruct the will of God.
我们来唱诗403首。
Let us sing hymn 403.
403. 403. 第三点。
Third point.
我们看回来三十章的第九节，出埃及记。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 30.
三十章第九节。
Verse 9. Exodus chapter 30, verse 9.
这里说啊，不可以交上奠祭，不可以献燔祭、素祭，也不可以交上奠祭。
So here it says, you shall not offer any strange incense on this altar, or burnt offering, or meal offering.
这个香坛啊，跟祭坛是不一样。
So the altar for incense is different from the altar of sacrifice.
祭坛啊，是用来献动物。
The altar of sacrifice is to offer animals.
香坛呢，是只能用来烧香。
And for the incense altar, it is only to burn incense.
但是你不能用哦，这个坛也可以用来献祭啊，我也在这边献祭啊。
So you should not use a sacrificial altar and say and offer a burnt offering.
不行的。
It's not allowed.
我们刚刚讲了。圣经说了，这个香就代表祷告，代表灵修。
And so, we have said that incense is likened to prayers.
灵修就是时间，就是要灵修。
And so, it also likened to spiritual cultivation. And so, when it's time to spiritual cultivate ourselves,
你不能用侍奉来代替灵修。
You cannot use offering to represent cultivation.
今天有时候我们做圣工啊，就很喜欢做圣工，很多人很喜欢做圣工。
So a lot of us like to do church work.
喜欢忙进忙出。
And we will busy ourselves with service.
喜欢开会。
And we like to have meetings.
喜欢计划。
And we like to plan.
但是你叫他平常灵修的时间，他说他没有。
And if you ask whether they have spiritual time for spiritual cultivation, they say no.
有一些负责人。
And there are some council members.
宗教教育教员。
Or a religious education teachers,
教会的圣工人员
or even church workers.
有时候真的是忽略了灵修的生活了。
They neglect spiritual cultivation.
讲习会他们不会去的。
And they will not attend seminars.
祷告会或者是讲圣经讲习会，他们也很少参加。
And they seldom attend Bible seminars or even prayer sessions.
平常也很小，真的是很用心的在读圣经灵修。
And
很少很认真读圣经。
So they seldom spend time studying the Bible.
但是就是喜欢做圣工。
But they love to do church work.
这种人呢，在神面前呢，他的香啊，他就不香了。So 他的侍奉就不香了。
So before God, their servitude is not likened to incense.
你做多少圣工有没有果效，那个在神面前是次要的。
And however much you like to do church work.
这个 secondary
啊 ，is secondary。
最神最看重的是你这个人，不是你做了什么工。
And God doesn't look at what service you have done。
你做了很多圣工，但是你这个人在神面前不合神的标准，神也是会弃绝。
And even if you have done a lot of church work, but yet your character is not up to the standard of God, and God will reject you。
不是主耶稣不是做吗？你不要以为说你做的很奉我的名赶鬼、疫病赶鬼，做圣工我就认识你。到最后我神就可以说我不认识你。
Didn't the Lord say that you may have cast out demon in my name or healed the sick in my name, but I do not know you.
你是作恶的人，离开我去吧。
And you evil doers, please depart from me.
马太福音七章二十一节，这哈是下不是这样讲。
And Matthew chapter 7 verse 21 said so.
我们以为。做圣工或者神同工，就等于神很喜欢我。
We often equate church work with God's abundance equals to God likes me.
这个完全不没有关系。
And this is completely different.
你用香坛用来献祭，神就不悦了。
And if you use the altar for incense as a sacrificial altar, then God will not be pleased.
我们看主耶稣自己，他很看重灵修。
And the Lord Jesus Himself esteemed spiritual cultivation.
马太福音第六章四十五节。
And Matthew chapter 6 verse
四十五节。
45.
马太福音六章四十五节。
Matthew chapter 6 verse
45. 对不起，马可福音。
Mark chapter 5 verse 46.
六章四十五节。
Mark chapter 6.
45. 45. 我们一起读马可六章四十五节。
Mark 6:45.
一二三。耶稣随即催门徒上船，先渡到那边伯赛大去，等他叫众人离开。四十六，他既辞别了他们，就往山上去祷告。四十七节。
47.
到了晚上，船在海中，耶稣独自在岸上。你看，主耶稣就是喜欢自己一个人。
And here the Lord Jesus likes to be alone.
忙完圣工了，哇，行完神迹了。
After he has done his work and he's done all his miracles.
主耶稣叫门徒，你先上船吧。
And the Lord will send his disciples to the boat first.
自己上山去祷告。
And he went himself to the mountain to pray.
自己在岸边走路。
And he will walk by the shore.
安安静静，一个人思考一下，反省一下。
By himself, and he will self-reflect.
这个就是他的香坛，他的灵修啊。
And this is his incense of spiritual cultivation.
我们来唱401首。
Let's sing him 401.
401首。
401. Final point.
这个祷告要怎么会变得香呢？
And how can a prayer become an incense?
很简单。
Very simple.
就是要常常的感谢。
And that is to pray with thanksgiving.
我们看帖撒罗尼迦前书。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians.
五章第十六节到十八节。
Chapter 5, verse 15 to 16.
十六节。
16.
帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十六节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16.
一二三，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。这就是一种香的祷告，香的基督徒。
And this is the likened to incense, the prayers of the believers.
那一个基督徒啊，如果常常很喜乐。
And if a member, a believer is always rejoicing,
他就好像发出一种香气，会影响别人。
And he will emit an aroma that will influence others.
别人问你，为什么你常常都笑的，常常都各种环境你都可以喜乐呢？
People will mention to them, why are you always so joyful, even in such environment?
因为他会告诉人，因为我靠神啊。
And they will reply, because I rely on God.
什么叫靠神？
What does it mean to rely on God?
不单只是不断的祷告而已啊。
It's not only to pray without ceasing.
就是凡事的谢恩。
And in everything give thanks.
就是你对神啊，你什么都感谢。
For in all all that you have, you give thanks to God.
神让你很顺利，你当然感谢。
And of course, you will give thanks when things are going smoothly.
神让你痛苦，神让你经历悲痛、经历考验，你也是要感谢。
And if you God allow you to go through some tribulation and some suffering, you will also give thanks.
因为神知道痛、伤痛、困难会让你成长，会让你灵修提升。
Because God knows that all this suffering will allow you to grow in your spiritual life.
这样子是一直感谢，一直感谢。
And therefore you give thanks and continue to give thanks.
天气很好，太阳你当然感谢啊。
And of course when the weather is good, you will give thanks.
但是下雨你也要感谢啊，不下雨哪有蔬果，哪有五谷啊。
So when it rains, you ought to give thanks too, because then the trees will grow and they will bear fruit.
天气很冷，我们当然也感谢。
And when it's cold, we also give thanks.
我们以为我们很冷吗？比起俄罗斯哦，我看到那个俄罗斯那边有一个地方哦 ，Russia。
And so we may think that it's very cold here, but there is a place in Russia.
或是我们以为我们很大雪吗？俄罗斯有一个地方下雪，差了差不多十米的雪，一打开门口都全部盖住。
And so there is a place in Russia where the snow is even 10 meters higher than the house.
一个八层楼的 apartment 它的那个旁边啊，全部好像雪，好像变成一个滑梯这样。
And so against this the huge sky rise, you will find a slope of snow that as if it is a ski slope.
我一开始看到哇，好恐怖哦。
And when I saw it, I thought it's very
但是我看到小朋友爬到那个屋顶啊，八层楼那边那个滑雪梯这样滑下来，是真的，不是
AI。A child who went to the eighth floor and then just slide all the way down.
小朋友 enjoy 这个环境。
So the young ones will enjoy this.
很难想象哦，你能爬到你大公寓的顶楼就可以滑雪。
And can you imagine coming out of a high rise and then you can ski all the way down?
你不用那个雪橇啊，这个屁股这样坐下去就滑下来。
You don't even need the skis. You actually sit on your bottom and you can just slide down.
大人可能就没有那么开心。
Of course, the adults will not be so happy.
但是小朋友呢，就哇，这个开心哦。
But the young children will be very happy.
所以神喜欢小孩。
That's why God likes children.
什么都感谢。
Because they will give thanks in everything.
所以当我们每天跪下去的时候，你想你在抱怨比较多还是感谢比较多？
So when you kneel down, let us reflect whether you give thanks more than your complaints.
或者你直接一祈求比较多还是感谢比较多？
Whether your pleading is more than what you plead is more or your giving thanks is more.
我们的祷告里面应该赞美要占的绝大部分的，要大量的赞美。
So in our prayers, a huge part of it should be full of praises.
最香的赞美就是为了那些你不想要的东西赞美神，你觉得是不好的，但是你还是要赞美神。
And so what do you give thanks and give praise to is for those things that you least like.
因为那些都往往是神知道你最需要的。
Because all those things are what God deems is good for you and your need.
以后可能就知道。
And you may not know now, but you will know in the future.
最后我们来唱三。